A young victim.
Hi.
Hi.
The tenant's dog.
He just started growling at me, and then he bit me.
Right from the house, did you go to the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
She's got scars that she cannot recover from.
Now a landlord bites back.
They're still your tenants, I assume. Is that correct?
Yes.
She doesn't want you there anymore with your dogs. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Sade LeBlanc is suing her tenants, Colin Felch and Blanca Hopper, for damages after their pit bull attacked her 6-year-old daughter.
Order. All rise. Case number 290 on the calendar in the matter of LeBlanc versus Felch Hopper. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. LeBlanc, you rent a house to the defendants. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And how long have you rented the house to them?
Since September 29th.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
And they have children. You have children. They have dogs. Do you have dogs, too?
No, ma'am.
But they have dogs?
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that one of their dogs bit your daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
On what date do you claim this happened?
September 29th, ma'am.
You mean the day they moved in?
The day they moved in was September 16th. Their lease started October 1st. We allowed them to move in 2 weeks early.
They moved in September 16th. The incident happened on September 29th.
Yes, ma'am.
And their children and your little girl were there.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you witness what happened with the dog?
I was around the corner.
That's not my question. My question is a legal one. Did you witness what happened with the dog?
No, ma'am.
Okay. This is your daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
She's 6. Why don't you come up here? Hi.
Hi.
Can you tell me your name?
Caspiana.
Caspiana. That's a very long name. You know how to spell that?
Caspiana.
If I would have named one of my children Caspiana, they would have killed me. Only got 5 letters. Anyway, Caspiana, do you remember when the neighbors moved in next door?
September 16th.
Well, that's very good. You have a good memory then. You listening to your mom?
Yes.
Do your neighbors have children?
Yes.
They have children that you play with?
Yes.
And what about the dogs? Have you been in their house before with the dogs?
No.
This was the first time you saw the dogs? How old are the children of the neighbors that you play with?
The girl I was playing with was 6 and...
So she was your age. She's a nice girl. What's her name?
Ava.
Ava. And if you played with her before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember the day when you had that incident with the dog?
September 16th.
I'm not asking you what the date was, but do you remember what happened?
Like, he thought I was going to punch it somehow because I just had this glove. Then he just started growling at me, and then he bit me.
Where did he bite you?
On this side, on the left.
On your left side? He bit you with his mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Did it hurt?
No.
Was there blood?
A little.
A little? How much is a little? A little like when you cut your finger?
No.
More than that? More than that. Did somebody clean it off?
Yeah, the hospital.
Hospital. Do you still have a mark there on your side?
Yes.
Do you mind if I take a look at it in the back?
Mm-hmm.
You go with Officer Byrd. He's going to take you, and you're going to come in the back over here with me.
Thank you, Judge.
Good girl. Could I see that? There it is. Oh, right there. I see that. Thank you for showing that to me. Oh, come on up, Caspiana. Come up. I'm finished.
Your Honor, may I present photos?
No. So it looks to me as if there's a tooth mark there, right? One tooth mark. That's where it was. Not a whole big, long bite mark, but one tooth mark. And after the dog bit you, did it run away or did you run away?
I ran away.
Did the dog follow you?
Mm-mm.
Where did the dog go?
Inside the house.
So this happened outside the house? Was anybody else there when it happened?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me who was there, Caspiana.
My mom, my stepfather, Blanca and her husband.
Well, your mom didn't see what happened. Or she was just around the corner, so she didn't see what happened. Where was your friend that you were playing with?
Beside me.
So she was there. Do you know if she saw it?
She did.
And what about the neighbors? Were they there?
Yeah.
Right from the house, did you go to the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what they did to you at the hospital?
They just put this Band-Aid to check how I was doing, and then they cleaned it.
Okay, so you didn't get stitches or anything?
No.
No. Did you ever have a dog?
Yes.
What kind of dog did you have?
Pomeranian Chihuahua.
Small ones?
Mm-hmm.
You like dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that neighbor's dog just got frightened about something?
Yeah.
What did you think neighbor's dog got frightened of?
I think because I was going to punch it when I actually wasn't.
When you say you were going to punch it, what kind of glove were you wearing?
Just a black glove.
A plain black glove or a boxing glove?
It was a toy one.
A toy what kind of glove?
Boxing
a toy
glove.
Boxing glove? Where did you get the toy boxing glove from?
Ava and Miriam were playing this game, and then we just got it both for a week and, like, play with my stepdad, and then the dog thought I was going to punch it with it, but actually it wasn't. We're just
but you were
inside.
Wearing the boxing glove. Was Ava wearing a boxing glove, too?
No, she just had one in her hand.
But you had it on your hand. Show me what you were doing with it.
I just had it like this the entire time when I was going in.
Got it. Okay, you can go sit down over there. Okay, what else do you want to tell me, Miss LeBlanc?
Your Honor, when they first signed the lease, the first thing they asked me...
What do you... Just listen. Right now, they're still your tenants, I assume. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. What I want you to do is to tell me what it is that you want.
I want them to follow through with putting up a fence around the property as they asked me the day they signed the lease. I want them to reimburse my daughter for her circus training classes because she has missed over a month in circus training because of the strenuous activities that she had, if I can show you.
No.
And I want her to be reimbursed for her pain and suffering. She's got scars that she cannot recover from.
I've looked at the scar. The scar, which is there, is about anywhere from an eighth to a quarter of an inch long. It clearly comes from the puncture wound. Looks like from a puncture wound. Now, it could be from a nail. You think a scratch. I'm not so sure, but clearly it came from your dog. They're not going to put up a fence around the house. If you want to put up a fence, put up a fence. If you want them to move, give them notice. How much
I've
time do you...
I've already did.
Sure, just a second. You want them to move? They may be just as happy to move. Give them a period of time. They'll pay rent until they move. And your daughter absolutely is entitled to, and you are absolutely entitled to, reimbursement for any of your medical expenses that you had, and something minimal for your daughter's pain and suffering. She is not, and having had a lot of children, I say this, and I say this from a position of strength, the little tiny scar that she has on her side is no bigger than what you would have if you had a mole removed from your side. So if you're going to subject your daughter to plastic surgery to remove that little tiny nothing that she has, then there's something wrong with you. Now, the question that I have to ask the defendants is it your intention to stay in the house? Well, speak. Don't shake your head. This is
no,
television.
No, yes, we're not going to stay next to her. She's put us
fine.
Through much
when
more.
When do you want to move?
The end of the month.
End of this month?
Yes.
Fine. How long is your lease?
Well, right now...
Shh. Just answer.
2 years.
2 years.
We have no water.
What?
We have no water.
Just a second.
So I don't
your
know.
Lease...
Okay.
Your lease is 2 years. She doesn't want you there anymore with your dogs. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Good. So you're going to allow them to move out and take no action with regard to any further action on the lease. Is that correct? As long as they pay you their rent up until the time they move out. Did you pay this month's rent?
No, because our water was cut off on the 30th, and when we tried to turn it back on, they owe $600 to the water company and still haven't paid it, and I've been talking to them for a week.
Just one second.
And so I don't have any water, so I wasn't going to pay until we got our water back on.
Well, you're not going to get your water back on. Well, you're going to move.
At the end of the month, we got to go a whole month without water.
Well, just a second. You shouldn't go a whole month without water, sir, if you don't pay rent. Take the rent money. What was the rent money you were supposed
to
pay?
Well, we're not responsible for
utilities. I'm speaking.
But it's in your name, and they
now,
won't
listen
let us
to
put
me.
It in our name until y'all pay.
Listen, I have no patience for you.
I got you.
How much is your rent money?
$1,800 a month.
So you didn't pay this month's rent? So you should have it in the bank.
Yes.
Move tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Tomorrow. Okay. If you don't have water, you don't live in a place where you don't have water. It's the beginning of the month, the $1,800, go put it down on another apartment and get out.
Perfect.
Perfect?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great. But you have to compensate her for the dog bite. How much were your medical bills?
They were approximately $1,000.
Show me, not approximately. This is a court.
They were covered by insurance.
She's on Medicaid.
You're irritating. You're an irritating person. I've been doing this work for 40 years. Do you think I need somebody like you to tell me how to do my job?
Of course not. I'm sorry.
Great. So why don't you just be quiet until I look at you?
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Well, he promised to pay me back.
Promise, promise. He also promised to be good, which is why you let him back after he beat you up and spent 2 months in jail. So, smart girl says, you know, and I'm not going to believe promises, right?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sade LeBlanc says her tenants, Colin Felch and Blanca Hopper, are responsible for damages after their pit bull attacked her 6-year-old daughter.
Okay, now, I've just gotten you out of your lease and I told you what you're supposed to do. Do not pay her rent. Take the $1,800 that you've been saving for not paying rent and move tomorrow. Get a U-Haul, find a temporary residence and move where you have water. I wouldn't live any place without water. Okay, so you have no unreimbursed medical bills, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I have actually a different sense of this case than I did at first when I read the plaintiff's statement, because the plaintiff wasn't present. And certainly the thing that I respect is the little girl who was 6 years old told me the absolute truth. She was on the defendant's property with the dogs and she had a boxing glove on. And according to her, and I didn't even push her any further, the dog thought that I was going to punch him with the boxing glove. Well, something happened to suggest to me that there was probably good reason for the dog to have thought that she was going to punch him with the boxing glove. So as long as you have no unreimbursed medical bills, I'm awarding you nothing except a dollar. And you get out, take your $1,800 and go. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
The dogs are clearly a They're just like their owners.
I believe that she saw right through it from the beginning. She was out for money.
Hard to deal with. Mean, vicious.
They're broke. They took our deposit and spent it on a cash car. We moved in. Their car got repossessed.
No, I believe it was an accident, but I feel that the owner should take responsibility like anybody should.
Our dogs were on our property. You know, we did everything we could. We were sorry that that happened.
For myself, lesson is do a background check.
But we also understand that it wasn't something that we could have controlled or ever would want to happen to her daughter.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Andress versus Curran, step forward.
Stephanie Andress is suing her ex-boyfriend, E.J. Curran, for damages to her car, a broken cell phone, and the return of an Xbox.
Miss Andress, this used to be your boyfriend. He's not your boyfriend anymore. You're suing him for a whole bunch of money. Let me see if I can put this case in perspective for me. Back in February, you say that he took your car. This is while you were a couple. He took your car, you say, without your permission. And when he returned it, you were advised, and then you looked at the car and saw that someone had kicked your car numerous times, and you want him to pay for the damage.
Yes.
Now, without getting into whether he did it or whether you can prove that he did it, this was February 2012,
but it was actually near June.
So it was not February.
No.
Did you write in your complaint that it was February?
No.
Oh, no, that's when he went to jail for domestic violence.
Yes.
Against you.
Yes.
This happened in June.
Yes.
So after he went to jail for domestic violence against you, you got back together. You got back together.
Yes.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How did he break your phone?
I told him I was going to scream or I was going to call the cops or something, and he took my phone and smashed it on the ground.
Why?
Because he had beat me up.
Again in August.
Again, like bad, really badly.
Did you do that, Mr. Curran?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Stephanie Andrus says ex-boyfriend E.J. Curran vandalized her car, smashed her cell phone, and stole her Xbox.
Now, how long did you spend in jail?
2 months.
Long time. Well, that was February and March. By April, May, and June, you're living together, happy. He took your car without permission, and then, according to you, kicked it for some reason, causing damage. Now, after he did that, did you continue to have a relationship with him until several months later?
No, we actually split up, and then I gave birth. I was pregnant at the time with our son, and I gave birth in July, and then I let him come back. Obviously, I needed help.
So you reconciled?
Yes, because I needed help with
my
son.
Just a second. So you reconciled?
Yes.
Not because you need help with your child, you go to a daycare. You reconciled, shared a home, shared a bedroom. Until when?
Until August.
And then in August, after living together, there was another argument when you claimed that he left the house and took, among other things, your Xbox.
Yeah, after he beat me up and smashed my phone and stole my car and brought it back.
So let me tell you this. I don't care what happened to your car in June. I don't even have to get into whether or not he kicked your car in June. Because after he kicked your car in June, you lived together, slept with each other, went out to dinner together, enjoyed a family life together. We call that, in the law, condonation. He almost forgave it.
Well, he promised to pay me back.
Promised. He also promised to be good, which is why you let him back after he beat you up and spent 2 months in jail, right?
Yes.
So, smart girl says, you know what, I'm not going to believe promises, and I don't know if any of this is true, sir. So I'm forgetting about the car. Now let's get to the Xbox and phone. How did he break your phone?
He smashed it on the floor.
What did you do to his phone?
I didn't do anything to his phone. He was trying to get his stuff out of my house when I kicked him out. I told him I was going to scream and then I was going to call the cops or something. And he took my phone and smashed it on the ground.
Why?
Because he had beat me up.
Again in August?
Again, like really badly.
In
so
August?
I kicked him out. Yeah, I was kicking him out and he was taking all my stuff. He wouldn't give me my phone back and then he said something of the sort, you want your phone back, slammed it on the ground, smashed it.
Did you do that, Mr. Curran?
Yeah, I did slam her phone. She also broke my phone in the process.
How did she break your phone?
She threw it.
Same day?
Yep, same time.
Whose phone got thrown first?
Mine.
Tell me how that happened.
We got in an argument, I left. Back to my mom's house to go watch the football game. I came back, we got into a dispute. I left, she called me and told me to come back to get the rest of my stuff. I came to get the rest of my stuff. While I'm grabbing my stuff, she's sitting there screaming, get out, I don't understand how I can leave the house if I'm trying to get my stuff. She said she was gonna call the cops. After she threw my phone down, I threw her phone and then I left.
Where did she get your phone from?
She grabbed it out of my hand when we were arguing.
Grabbed it out of your hand? Did it break?
Yes.
You're even.
Judge Judy continues. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
When's your birthday?
February 5th.
You have a receipt for the Xbox?
I bought it from a friend. I have a letter from her saying I bought it, but I have receipts from Xbox accessories and Kinect and everything that he took with him. I have receipts for him. And
I want to see if the Xbox, he says the Xbox was purchased for him as a birthday gift in February. I want to see if it was purchased on or about February 5th is what I want to see.
I don't have a receipt for the Xbox. I got it from a friend.
Well, then I can't help you with the Xbox. That's it. I've taken care of two broken cell phones. Each of you, go buy new phones.
I didn't break his cell phone.
I don't believe you. I believe him. He says that he broke yours. Broke yours after you broke his. Not nice, but...
He's a liar. He lies about everything. He makes up stories about everything.
Then I wouldn't have taken him back three times and made a baby with him. Case is dismissed, that's all.
Where is Judge Judy? Can I step out?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He's a violent person. That's how he is. It's not towards just me. It's towards everybody.
It was just a couple arguments. Things got way out of hand.
He strangled me while I was pregnant.
And I'm sorry, but... I mean, that's what happens.
Pregnant. I can't. I mean, I have two kids. I didn't want to raise them on my own. That's why.
I mean, it just didn't work out.
I have full custody. He doesn't pay child support or see them, so.
I'm hoping that I get to see my kids.
No, I don't want anything to do with him.
Just hope that we go our separate ways and just remain parents to our kids. That's about it.